Mad Pop. So you're gonna be naughty from the start, are you? Well, let's nip that rebellious behavior in the bud, shall we? Come along. Don't fight me. I deal with disobedient mutts all the time, so I know just how to deal with you. Now, Pop, I'll repeat. Come along. There we are. See? Much easier when you cooperate, isn't it? In here. I know it looks a little sterile, but this is all very standard. This is the intake room where all our pups are processed. Now, why don't we get you out of those clothes? Strip, Pop. Puppy, you've already given me trouble once. Don't make me ask again. Good Pop. Now, with those pesky things out of the way, I can finally get a good look at you. Sit. Puppy, I know we have a long way to go, but surely you know what sit means. It's worse than I thought. The floor, Pup. There. Just like that. Kneel with your paws together. Look up at me. There we are. Starting to look like a proper puppy now, aren't you? Attentive gaze. Good posture. Pliable too. Hardly any resistance once I cup his face. I suspect his rebelliousness was a result of too much independence. You simply need a firm hand, don't you, boy? Simply nodding your head is sufficient. That dopey, confused look is so precious in bratty pups. It's a start. Good boy. Now, pause. Pause, puppy. I mean those. Lift them so I may see. His poor paws. The outside world has not been kind. Let's get these and some protective mitts right away. Stay. Here we are. Some mitts for the mutt. There. Nice and snug. Now you'll be protected. And unable to get in any more trouble. Oh, what's the matter, puppy? Are you starting to feel anxious? It's all right. Most pups do once they realize they're losing their independence. Don't worry. It will pass. We're almost done. One final touch. I need you to lower your head for me. Puppy, I promise things will get better if you lower your head for me. There we are. Like you were never stray to begin with. Doesn't that feel more natural? Don't paw at your collar. Those mitts stop you from being able to use your fingers anywhere. You don't decide when it comes off. That's up to me. Or your new owner. When the time comes. And where do you think you are going? You won't be getting far with your leash in my hand. Naughty pup. It's not time for walkies yet, I'm afraid. Normally, I'd allow an adjustment period for new pups. But I think for a bratty thing like you, we'd better go ahead and put your tail in now. Ass. Ass puppy. That means face down, ass up. How else are we to insert your tail? You were doing so good. But now you refuse to cooperate? If you're feeling anxious about a simple little tail, then we'll need to loosen you up, won't we? That stubborn temperament of yours, it seems you'll only be good for the roughest of owners, so you'll require some special training. Come this way. Right over here. Good puppy. Let's get you strapped in. As I said, face down, ass up. There. Much better. We've addressed your ability to physically resist. But now, what to do about that bad attitude of yours? You know, you could have been comfortably lounging in the lap of your new owner. But instead, you chose the path of greatest resistance. Just look at you. Naked. Strapped down, muscles tense, eyes wide and uncertain. You will speak when you are told to. And no, you are not certain you want out. Because if you were, despite your lingering resistance, you'd never have submitted as quickly as you did. Never have let me strap those paws on you. Never have let me restrain you in this machine. But you did. Because there is a part of you. A part of every boy, really. Who knows his place. But only a part. So let's weed out the rest, shall we? You know, uncertainty is such a silly thing to see in a puppy. It means he's thinking too hard, doesn't it? Puppies should really wear much more simple expressions. You may not believe me now, but when you're told what to do, and what to say, and what to think, the uncertainty just melts away. You'll see. Didn't we just establish that words are for people, not puppies? Enough of the waterworks, Pop. You look pathetic. You know, some owners train their pups to enjoy a nice paddling. What do you think? Should we find an owner like that for you? Poor little stray. No owner. And no manners either, it seems. But that's what this thing is for. I had this special ordered from a certain machinist I know with a penchant for discipline. And I must say, the results I've had using it have been outstanding. You'll soon see why. Let's get you ready, shall we? Is it cold, Pop? Can you feel the lube dripping and sliding down your little asshole? Trust me, you'll be grateful for it. I'll even be nice and warm you up. Keep still. How good you are for me now determines how hard I use the machine on you. So just try to relax and keep yourself spread for me. There we are. How's that? Are you starting to understand the benefits of being a good boy? For one, you get your cute little puppy hole played with. And I know it must feel good. I can see your cock starting to get hard. How naughty. It's okay, Pop. Naughty good. That's exactly how we want to train you. To get your cock nice and ready for playtime whenever your owner desires. Oh, and look at that. My finger slipped inside. Are you finally starting to relax? Oh, good boy. See? Isn't it better when you don't worry? Oh, don't think. Just let all the decisions go. Oh, I think you like having your asshole played with. And I'm sure you'll take to this training very well. Shall we begin? No. Don't make this harder for yourself. No squirming. Be a good boy. Keep that ass nice and relaxed while I line this silicone cock into position. Oh, can you feel it? Pressing right at the rim of your puckered, quivering hole. It's time to begin, Pop. Take a deep breath. Good. Now hold it. And now let it out slowly. Good boy. Keep breathing, Pop. The more you tense, the more uncomfortable it'll be. You should count yourself lucky that you look so cute and pathetic like this. So I'm going easy on you to start. There we go. It's sliding into you more easily. Do you feel how big it is? Filling out your ass. Breaking you in. Getting you ready to be a good boy for a rough owner. How's that, puppy? Oh, are you getting used to it yet? You better get used to it quickly, because your new owner won't be as merciful as I am. She'll strap you down and spread you open and fuck you rough and hard. Oh, is it a lot? That's too bad. Your new owner won't care when you whimper and cry. In fact, she'll be counting on it. With adorable sniffles and whimpers like those, I'm sure you'll only turn her on even more. I do my best to break pups in, but there are some owners who you just can't prepare for. So, let's do our best anyway, okay? Oh, there we are, Pop. Look at that expression. Even the whimpers have started to falter as your tongue hangs out your mouth. Oh, it's all you can do to keep your ass up, isn't it? Because you know what happens if you resist. If you tense up, it only gets harder and rougher from here. Shh, shh, shh. There's a good puppy. I've got you. Don't worry that pretty puppy head about a thing. Oh, focus on me. Focus on my hand cupping your face. My thumb stroking your cheek. Let the machine fuck those naughty thoughts out of you. Until you're a perfect and mindless little puppy. Oh, what do you want, boy? Are you trying to suck on my finger? How quickly your stubborn attitude has crumbled and left you a drooling mess. Well, that's too bad. Only good boys get rewarded with a finger to suck on. Bad boys get fucked senseless until they become good boys. Understand? But it's not all bad, is it? Just look at that throbbing cock. Puppy, are you starting to leak pre-cum? How naughty. Let's see how you handle some more stimulation. There we are. How does my hand feel wrapped around your cock? Is it too much? Is it hard to think? Hard to respond? Hard to do anything while you're getting fucked so roughly? Well, at least one thing is hard. This is your life now, Pop. The sooner you accept that, the sooner you can start enjoying it. And you do want to enjoy it, don't you, Pop? Oh, look at that cute little mod. You're trying so hard to keep yourself composed, but you're drooling all over the floor. And it's hard to grip anything with those puppy mats over your hands. Are you going to come? Come for me, Pop. Let it out. Be a good boy. Know your place and comfort. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Keep coming. There we go. I know. It's not stopping, is it? I'm going to keep stroking you. And the machine is going to keep fucking you. Until I am satisfied. Because only good boys get used gently. Bad boys get fucked. What's that, Pop? You're sorry? I'm sure you are. And yet, I'm still hearing words from your mouth when I should be hearing whimpers. Why is that? Good boy. Smart enough not to reply. Maybe this little lesson is finally starting to sink in. But has it sunk in as deeply as the clock in your ass, I wonder? Do we need to keep going? Good boy. Now you're acting like a proper puppy. All right, Pop. That's enough for now. It's okay, puppy. It's all right now. You did very good. Didn't I tell you I knew how to handle bratty pups? But there's good news. You're finally ready for your tail. Shh. You're okay, puppy. I know everything's sensitive right now, but it's going to make you feel so nice and complete. Pretty soon, you'll feel empty without it. Here, Pop. Just like we practiced. Deep breath in. And slowly let it out. Good boy. Look how easily this tail is sliding into you. It fits so naturally here. You were meant to be plucked like this. I'm so proud of the progress you've made. You're going to make your new owner so happy. I can't wait to find the perfect home for you.